in a world.
What up, though?
Hey, man, I know you.
I know you, bro.
That's all good.
As you would say, what's shaking, bacon?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Oh, man. People are stressed, bro.
Dude, everybody is so stressed out. And I don't think they're handling it well.
No, they haven't been. And now it's just exploded.
Big time.
I mean, I think you and I talk about it a lot, but we've been having this low level amount of stress in the workplace. You know, that's really what we want to talk about. But there's this low level stress in the workplace that people aren't discussing. Right?
No.
I think it's a culmination of multiple things. One, you know, the most clear and present deal is giving people all that time to stay at home and then having to come back, which we've talked about a lot.
Yep. I was just going to talk about that, too. There was a report that just came out. The president of the Amazon, AWS, right, the cloud portion of Amazon, just sent out a memo to all of the AWS employees of Amazon and was like, you're all coming back 5 days a week. That's and the way he wrote it, at least the way it sounded, was kind of crappy. But it's like, you know, you have to do this. We don't have any culture without it. You do not work well when you're not in, you know, operating together. And that's what we're seeing, right? Is that these companies are like basically saying, enough is enough. This is stupid. You guys have to come back to work, which is definitely a viewpoint to have. The problem is that the people are like, hey, why are you being so mean about this? Yeah. You said we could be at home before pandemic. What's going on now?
Yeah. And they're coming in hard.
Yeah.
And when people aren't used to you slamming your hand on a table and you do.
Exactly.
You're either going to have people exit or now people are working scared. And I think there's a greater population of people that are working scared. And so when you're working scared, that's higher anxiety.
So much higher.
Right. It's high. And I just think there is a lot that we are still dealing with in terms of the pandemic. There are. And you and I, we talk about it a lot because it's for real. It was the biggest control alt delete we've ever seen.
Biggest.
The biggest. Far. I mean, people lost their jobs. People lost lives. But now, you know, so now you come out of there, and prior to this, there wasn't a discussion about, we made it another, I think we can work another year. You know what I'm saying? Or like, I can make it. And now I feel like a lot of people I talk to in the industry are like, they just look at it as 1 year contracts.
Right.
So imagine it, you know, that's a lot of stress. That's like an athlete that has to perform. If you're on a 1 year contract, you're like, I got to perform. And so if people are doing that now, so what does it feel like to work with that person?
It's stressful, man, because you're just like, what? It's a one-sided relationship because it's all give, give, give. I mean, my thing is if you're a manager or you got people that report to you, think about what it was like when you were trying to be a creative person or an open, and when you're in a chill, mellow vibe with people up and down, it's so much easier to have that creativity, to have those open door policy ideas, to be like, hey, I don't think this is really cool. You know, I think this is kind of dumb. I got some cool ideas. All of that is shut down, right? Because it's just like, I'm just afraid for my paycheck and I'm just, you know, I just want to keep my job.
So there's no conversation. There's no open dialogue around problem solving.
Exactly.
To your point, when you are connected and things are chill, it's a lot easier to tell somebody, you know, I'm concerned about those plans. Let's have a cup of coffee and talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
No, listen, right now, and this is as of today, you know, they say approximately 60% of employees are experiencing mild symptoms of anxiety.
Oh.
And 50%, 56% experience at least mild symptoms of depression in 2024.
And let's go even one step further. Those are probably, to make it a study like that, these are people that admitted to it.
The
numbers are way higher. That's just people that are open enough to say, I've got a lot of anxiety. There's way more that are like, I'm fine. What are you talking about?
What was that over there? You know, I don't have time to be sick. I can't be sick.
Right. And you just made yourself sick because you stressed out so much about it.
Yeah. And so it's, I think we're at a place now where, you know, when tragedy happens at work and good companies do a good job and they bring in counselors and make sure that people can speak to someone. Right. And give people time. Like a lot of time, if there's a death or a massive accident that people are traumatized, I feel like we're at a crossroads to needing that in the workplace. Like people need someone to talk to that is a third party to where they can really release and say, you know, I'm not in a good place.
Right.
Because it's so clear. It's so clear. And people are burnt out. People aren't engaging the way they used to. I'm using that from everybody that I talk to. I got friends in pharma, in aerospace, in med device, in automotive sales. Clothing sales. Everybody I talk to, they say, I'm just trying to keep my head above water.
I'm just trying to make it till tomorrow.
Yeah. And CEOs, vice presidents, leaders, we needed to act yesterday.
Yep.
On this. So I'm just telling you, you have to put something in place for your people to allow them to have a safe space to talk about what's really stressing them and find out if there are things that you can do in the workplace to alleviate some of that.
Right. And let's go even further. I agree with that completely. So let me share my thoughts on that. And this is just my Alexei opinion. I am not a licensed therapist or any of this stuff. But in my opinion, stress can be a weapon and a toxic drug. It negatively impacts people physically. If you know, cortisol levels and mental awareness and acuity, they all go in the shitter when you're stressed out. Mm-hmm. So and where am I going with this? So somebody very close to me that I know very well just started with a new company, and they were going through the onboarding process, and it became very very apparent very quickly that this company, in my opinion, was taking all of the playbooks from a military institution. And so what does that mean? I was in boot camp, right? And so a big part of boot camp in the military back in the day, I don't know what it's like now, this was 20 years ago, was I need to see, as a leader, I need to understand that you can run a gauntlet, whether that be physical, mental, you know, rule-based, structure-based, so that if we're in an area of conflict or if shit's going sideways, I need to know how you're going to react. And I need to be able to understand that you can make it out the other side without endangering yourself and somebody else's life. And that makes sense. That makes sense, right? So it's like, you know, they enact stressful scenarios to...
That's life or death.
That's life or death. Companies don't need to be doing that. Right. And it became very clear that they were creating purposeful, stressful scenarios because they thought that that was when you were the most able to learn. And I call complete horseshit on all of that. Yeah. As an educator, as somebody, you know, we teach people, you know, there's a right time and a wrong time for that. And 90% of that time is wrong.
Yeah. Well said. This definitely ain't the time for it. I'll tell you that right now. People are burnt out. You need to do a better job of trying to understand the type of people you need on your team. Yes. And you need to go and source those people. Okay. And when you source the right people and you find the right boots on the ground, then you create an environment where they can thrive.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Right. I'm not saying that you don't force somebody to role play every now and then. Right. Because
right.
that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying I want you to be in an environment where you understand that you're wanted there.
100%.
Right. And that is a question that I think a lot of people are having right now. Are they wanted?
Right.
Yeah. The level of paranoia is at an all-time high. And especially now, we're getting close to the end of the year. And I'm going to tell you what starts happening here.
Oh, boy.
I have this philosophy. Well, it's, you know, for the last 10 years. Well, let me just tell you, you know, I've been laid off.
Mm-hmm.
I've been laid off before the day before Thanksgiving, bro.
Ooh.
And you can't imagine what that holiday is like.
Ugh.
And companies do it for tax purposes and all of these different things. It's horseshit. It's bad. You know, obviously I landed and look, what's the big benefit is once you've been laid off, you know what it looks like and you don't fear it like that.
It's true. I've been laid off too. And it helped me understand that it's like business is business. You can't really keep your emotions. It shouldn't really be a part of the equation. If you want to be successful and you want to thrive, you need to separate those two. But that doesn't mean that everybody's capable or able to do that. So as a manager, you need to be mindful of that.
Yeah. So I'll get back to my point. But now we're at the time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that there are connections to this. But you're going to start seeing football coaches get fired.
Oh, yes.
And it's already happening.
It's already happened.
Saints just fired. We're done. We're tired of you. You lost to a team that only won one game. You're fired. So the NFL kind of rolls on this calendar.
Yep.
Where they start firing people towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And corporate America follows the same suit.
I saw this on TV. It must work here.
It must work here. So now you'll start seeing, like, you'll possibly start seeing layoffs at airlines.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'll start seeing rifts in different places.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that people are on this cycle of thinking that they're going to consistently get fired. Listen, I know people who consistently hit their numbers, that they're driving from state to state, and these people are deathly afraid of losing their job. And they're the least possible person that would probably get the axe.
I know. And so, as a management team, like you've done something, you're partially responsible for that.
Yeah.
Because when you're looking over your shoulder, you can't look in front of you.
Yeah. And now, you know, I try not to talk about the topics that are going on outside, mm-hmm. but I'm going to do mm-hmm. it. Man, this election.
Nobody's handling it very well.
Oh, my God. It is division. It is a master's level course in division. And it didn't used to be like this. So I'm just using that, and I'm not going to go down that path, but I'm using that for my corporate leaders that are listening to say, okay, prior to this, people were on edge.
Yep.
Okay. I know people who are going to need medication strictly because of this election.
Just to make it past the holidays.
just to get out of bed.
Yes, 100%.
Right? So in terms of what's occurring in the workplace, now in the world, we are in a powder keg situation, sir.
Literally. Any spark and it's going to go boom.
And so I think people need an opportunity to be like, hey, you know, an open door, safe. You know, you need a trust tree, a safe space
mm-hmm.
to ask people really how they're doing. And if you're a team leader, don't get into politics, but check on your people.
Check on your people.
Check on them. If you've got a team, I've had some amazing teams in the past where we can have a closed door session and everybody can say how they feel it. If you have that, try it. If you don't, then you need one-on-ones with all your people. You need to check in. You need to ask them about their stress levels, the things that stress them. Are they getting enough sleep? Because I'm going to tell you, a high percentage of them are not.
Definitely not. And I have found out the hard way that actually through you need to do that with the people you love too. Even though, you know, on the surface, maybe that person looks bulletproof and they're a superstar and they're just killing the game. You should still be checking on them the exact same way. Like, hey man, how are you feeling? What's going on?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised at the feedback you get.
Yeah. And for my folks that's listening that they're always on the bottom line, it says that an estimated 12 billion working days are lost every year.
Every year?
To depression and anxiety, costing the global economy $1 trillion annually.
I believe that. I believe that.
So that's globally. You know what I'm saying? That's saying.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. So, I mean, people are just going to have stomach aches and different stuff. But, I mean, the main point here, and those numbers are kind of crazy. I'm like, 12 billion working days? But $1 trillion annually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of money. So by you taking a step forward and checking in on your people, one, it's going to let a little bit of steam out.
Yep.
Right? They're just going to be like, oh my God, you know, maybe they won't talk about it the first time, maybe the second time. But just like you said, sometimes, you know, nobody ever calls and checks on me.
Mm-mm.
I'm just going to tell you because they think, oh, he got it. You
right.
know what I mean?
Exactly my point.
He's solid.
Exactly my point.
But the people that do, you like, thank you.
Right.
All right. I think I can make it another mile and a half.
Yep.
You know, it's the reason why marathons are filled with people.
Right.
That aren't running.
Aid stations.
Everybody
wants some aid.
Cowbells. You want a beer. You want a donut. I got candy.
What do you think about this? Do you think, because I'm honestly not sure of the answer to this. Do you think now would be
Those
a good time?
Best.
Now would be a good time to have some non-competitive team building exercises, right? Like maybe they're not even related to work at all. They're just a chance to have some fun, whether it be in the office or out of the office.
What do? We get people together and we play Uno all the time we together.
Exactly.
Get your team together, play some cards, play Monopoly.
Doesn't even have to cost a penny.
It doesn't have to cost a thing. You can play charades.
Mm-hmm.
But people are at their last knot in the rope.
Yeah.
Straight up. And so I deal with people like that.
Yes, you do.
And so and you have to, you know, and what I mean by that is I deal with people wondering if they're on the left. I don't expect anything from anybody. I'm like, you could possibly be ready to jump. And so I go into conversation, say, is this a good time? You straight? How you doing? Okay. Yep. Because people need that empathy. And those of us that are stronger, it's not to say we don't get stressed out, but those of us that are stronger, we need to look after some people who we know are not.
Correct.
And
you're only as strong as your weakest link.
Listen, I spend most of my time around salespeople, people trying to hit the number, make the number, hit it, you know, exceed it. Now is the time for you to really check on your troops.
Yep.
You know, it's like the Iditarod. If you don't, if those dogs will shun you if you taking care of one of them poorly.
Yeah.
If you don't get those dogs rested, check on them paws, feed them, water them, they're not going to work. And with all of these external changes mm-hmm. that we see happening in the future, for some people, it's going to be, they feel like it's going to be 4 years of a living hell.
Exactly.
And exactly. But then you got to be careful because there's people who think, bless you. Bless
Thank
you, my son.
Thank you, my lord.
my liege. there are people now who are like, yeah. Just be careful not to shove it in people's faces.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? It's like act like you've been here before, because if you're happy, then you've been here before.
Right.
So that is sort of the external piece that I see
mm-hmm.
dominating our workforce as we move forward.
Yep.
Dominating, because there is more division now than it was the last time. And but what's different is nobody, you know, we came out of that pandemic and it was like, hey, we can eat again.
Right.
You know, hey, I could take my mask on a plane. But nobody sat everybody down and said, how you doing? How'd you make it through that?
Right.
How you know? Like, I had to do that with my daughter. Like, yeah, you missed eighth grade. How are you?
Right.
I'm pretty jacked up.
Right. Yeah, so, my kids missed a high school graduation. Yeah, so, never had, then missed out on stuff. Remember that? Did you ever watch that show, Billions?
I did.
So, remember Wendy? She's like the head shrink, right?
That's my dream gig.
Right. And that's exactly where I was going with this is you're like Wendy. And so for those who haven't seen the show, this is a show about like finance and stock traders and investment caps and stuff. And these are, you know, these alpha dogs that are in the trenches going, trying to convince companies to invest and share their millions of dollars and do this. And that job is so stressful. And Wendy's job mm-hmm. was a person who's like, hey, I believe in you. You've got mm-hmm. this, you know, we all need that person role in our corner.
She's a corporate therapist.
She's a corporate head doctor. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's this discussion is just really a watch out for our peeps. Like,
yes,
you could be stressed. More than likely, if you listen to this, you're probably one of the stressed out people.
Yes.
It's okay. Try and find somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I feel better when I can talk to somebody who's closer to the issue. So if I got a work friend, that's easier for me, because then I can be like, are you feeling this? Or should I be concerned?
Right.
Like we say, am I on the wacky tobacco? Am I on the wacky tobacco? Like, try and find. Because sometimes your spouse is too close.
Too close.
Your spouse is going to be like, yes, you're right. Yes, 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 yes. And it might fuel your paranoia. It will.
It will.
So do that. And then on the other tip for my leaders.
Yep.
Man, if it is a time for a control alt delete, it is now.
It's right now. Not tomorrow, today.
Yeah, and organizations, you know, we're talking about teams, but large sales organizations and everything, you have to go back to looking to invest in your people's mental health. Because outside of it, you're going to start to see, if you don't address it, you're going to see your numbers go down because your people are simply burnt out, and they'll just be looking for some. They'll just try and configure something to figure out how they can pay the mortgage,
right?
And if they might give up on a career that they're best at because they haven't addressed the concerns and don't. And let's remember, people don't want to tell you that they're stressed.
No, for them to admit that is a big deal.
They don't want to tell you that because then they're going to say, oh, well, now they're really going to fire me if I tell them I can't handle it.
Right.
So you got to come to, you got to create a safe space for people.
Yeah.
To really say how stressed they are, if they're depressed. And the problem is you might have somebody on your team that's depressed and they're on the other side.
Right.
And so you got to be bigger than that and be like, hey,
mm-hmm.
let's figure out a way to help you.
And this is something that I do all the time. There are a lot of times where I hear something for the first time as it's mm-hmm. coming out of my mouth. Right.
So oh, yeah.
I learned so much from having like open dialogue and not teaching, but, you know, like having a conversation and I'll share my opinion on something. And as I'm saying it, I'm like, oh, wow.
I didn't
think about it in that way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as a person that, you know, have these conversations because you're probably going to benefit from it as well. I'd be surprised if you didn't.
Somebody's going to tell you something and you're not even going to have a clue that that's been itching at you as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so don't be like the other thing is the Amazon guy that I was talking about. He also said, you know, hey, there are other companies out there. Maybe that's not the right path. Maybe mm-hmm. you want your people to feel like this is their home, not that they need to go build a new house somewhere else.
That's how Amazon works anyway. You know, Amazon
we're
is like
Amazon.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you in or you out. This is we're gonna pledge your ass in here, whether you liked it or not. And those that can hack it can't.
I couldn't agree more.
So yeah, there's an opportunity, man, out here to bring in folks to discuss that underlying stress, that underlying woe. And that's what people are gonna need for 2025 if they're gonna want to succeed, because yeah, you might have an awesome product. You might mm-hmm. have patients who need it or customers who need what you want. But let me tell you something, 80% of your folks are in a place.
They're in a Hurt Locker.
Yeah. Hurt Locker. Look at them. Look how much you're drinking.
Yep.
Look at how people want to get away. You know?
Yep.
So
are you living to work or are you working to live?
And what's funny, there's a lot of people that probably would tell you they're working to live, but they're living to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're living to work because they can't afford to lose work and then mm-hmm. they can't live.
Yep.
So nothing is promised, but people have to at least feel some sense of security.
Yep.
You know, a little bit of security. So,
I agree.
Good great stuff, discussion, man. Player.
Always is. It always is. Oh, man. Let me see. What do I got in here?
You know, I've been getting a lot of comments. People love your shirt.
Hey, man. My shirts? I got to get some more. Oh, maybe that's a weird one. Here, time for some this or that.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, okay, I got one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or a coma for 10?
Oh, wow. That one got me.
I don't know the answer to this.
I don't know that one. You know what?
I'll probably take jail.
I'll take jail, bro.
At least then I can work out, get straight, learn some stuff.
Hey, put your fist up to the glass to your kids.
Right?
Love you. Show me them grades.
It wasn't me. Maybe it was. But.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd go to jail because there's people playing video games. Hopefully I'm in a federal joint. You know what I'm saying?
No state, please.
Yeah, I think I would have to take the penitentiary.
I think you're right. I think I agree. That's a crazy one, though.
That
right?
was a crazy one, bro. I'm like,
I'm like, no, none of those.
No, none of those. Well, as always, man, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, my guy.
Holla.
Peace.
Peace.